Justinian's achievements did not end with military conquest and an extensive building program. He also changed some aspects of the monetized economy. The left-hand side of this case explains the situation of the Roman economy leading into Justinian's reign. In the Roman Republic, gold coins had been of relatively low importance to the economy, being reserved only for special occasions. The gold coin on the left was a rarity in the Republic. Moving into the imperial period, the gold coins continued to have a semi-ceremonial function, though they were much more common in circulation than they had been during the Republic. The coin at the centre is of the Emperor Claudius, celebrating the conquest of Britannia in 43 AD. Though it is now worn, the inscription on the triumphal arch should read, De Britanniae. Following the introduction of the gold solidus in 301 AD, however, gold coins became of increased importance to the Roman economy. By Justinian's reign, the gold solidus was the monetary standard all values were measured against. As the world shifted from the ancient to the medieval, the solidus would become so important that some scholars have come to call it the dollar of the Middle Ages. The story of the silver coins is almost the polar opposite to that of the gold. The Republican and early imperial silver denarius was the monetary standard bearer for this earlier period, in the way that the gold solidus would come to be by Justinian's day. The first two coins in the top central section of the case represent a Republican denarius and a denarius of the first emperor, Augustus. In 215 AD, the Emperor Caracalla introduced a new silver coin, the Antoninianus, represented by the third coin. Moving further into the political and military crises of the 3rd century, however, the Antoninianus became debased, meaning that its silver content went down and the amount of base metals, such as copper, went up. The fourth coin demonstrates how extensive this debasement became, as it is nominally a silver coin, even though it looks base metal. The coin next to it represents the reforms of the Emperor Diocletian at the very end of the 3rd century. But the damage to the position of the Roman silver coinage had already been done. By Justinian's day, the silver siliqua, as it was now known, was almost as rare as the Republican gold coins had once been, while the gold solidus was the standard bearer the Republican denarius had once been. The bottom of the left-hand side of this case demonstrates the states of the base metal coins under the early and later empire. The top row of four coins are of the Emperor Nero, who ruled in the 1st century AD. They represent four different denominations: the Cistercius, the Dupondius, the As, and the Semis. You can see that these are differentiated by size, with the exception of the Dupondius and the As, which are supposed to have been made in different metals: bronze, being copper and tin, and orichalcum, being copper and zinc. They are also differentiated by the crown Nero wears, the radiate crown on the Dupondius and the laureate crown on the As. This relation of metal content to the denomination was not true for all the base metal coins of the 6th century. The four coins on the bottom row are of the Emperor Anastasius I, who ruled before Justinian's uncle, Justin I. On them, you can see a large M, K, I, and E. These are, in fact, Greek numerals meaning 40, the M or Mi, the 20, the K or Kappa, 10, the I or Iota, and 5, the E or Epsilon. These coins had token value, being worth only what was stamped on them, rather than their metallic content. This is similar to our coins, which say they are worth 50 pence, 20 pence, 10 pence, etc., but their sizes and metals bear no relation to this. In 538, Justinian undertook to reform the base metal coins, making the size of different denominations more related to one another, while at the same time increasing their overall size. You can see this demonstrated by the pre-reform and post-reform coins at the top of the right-hand side of the case. For Procopius, in his anti-Justinian piece The Secret History, however, it was another nefarious scheme by which Justinian enriched himself.
Another subject which I think I ought to mention is the action which the imperial pair took with regard to the small denomination coinage. The money changers had always been prepared to give their customers 210 obols, which they call follies, in exchange for a single gold coin. These two managed to line their own pockets by ordaining that only 180 obols should be given for the gold coin. By this means, they cut off a sixth part of the value of every gold coin of all men.
Justinian also introduced a dating system on these coins, demonstrated on the post-reform coins by the inscription either side of the denomination mark. Anno always appeared on the left-hand side, which means year in Latin. On the right-hand side was a number in Roman numerals. This number gave the regnal year, the number of years the emperor had reigned. While the largely Greek-speaking population needed to know the value of the coin, so this was in Greek numerals, the Latin-speaking administration needed to be able to identify where and when any faulty coins were coming from. The regnal years were targeted at them. It was not just the function of the coins that was reformed, however. Their iconography was changed too. At the bottom of the right-hand side of the case, you can see a pre-reform gold and a base metal coin, and a post-reform gold and a base metal coin, showing the obverse, the side with Justinian depicted on it. Before the reform, the emperor faced three quarters to the right, holding a spear behind his head in his right hand and a shield on his left shoulder, while wearing a helmet and armour. On the base metal coin, he is shown in profile, facing right, wearing the chlamys or paludamentum, the consular garment fastened by a fibula brooch at the shoulder. This is what Justinian is wearing on the hanging banner in the alcove to your left. On the post-reform coins, you can see that the emperor is depicted in the same way on both. In both, he faces forward, still in a helmet and armour, but holding a globus cruciger, an orb topped with a cross, instead of a spear in his right hand. The base metal follis has an additional cross above Justinian's left shoulder, on the viewer's right. The post-reform iconography is discussed in much more detail with the two small cases external to the coin gallery.